God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hadoo! Oh yeah, here we are again in the saucer pod trying to make sense of it all, but it doesn't make sense. That's kind of how the world works. Its basic nature is to confuse anyone and everyone and anyone who has studied in the Vedas and given time to the wonderful teachings from this most ancient of traditions knows what this world is all about. There's an old image that comes out of that tradition, and it has to do with you walking on a path behind Sita. Rama, who is also Krishna, is walking in front of her, but you can't see him because Sita is between you and him. So it goes. The world intrudes itself between you and the divine. No reflection on Sita, that's just how it works, and there's a great deal more to the divine feminine than that aspect. Things are hopping in the deceptive end of things these days. The prime deceivers who have their own nation operate out of, majoring in deception and murder, are fully engaged in every waking moment because exposure is intensifying and they got nowhere to hide. Mr. Apocalypse is going into overdrive, and that is why you are seeing protests all over the planet now. That is why the latest Gaza murder spree ended. Oh, there we are. Sorry about that. A little personal stuff going on here. Anyway, these things are going on behind the scenes where certain longtime venomous actors are having their fangs pulled and given the word from places they have forgotten even existed. I know many people get tired of my bringing their attention to certain things, but these things are of critical importance. And when more and more people hear about them, then more and more people mount an automatic resistance to things that have run free for far too long. So long as evil doers are going about their business with relative impunity, for just that long, the finger must be pointed at them and they must be called out. A race against time is taking place. The central banks have stolen the world's gold. They've implanted a lot of it with tungsten, and God knows what they did with the rest. We know something went on about the gold when they attacked the Twin Towers, but we don't know exactly what that is. The bad guys know that the game is up for them, at least on one level. They have that reverse Kabbalah going, and they can look into coming events. They also know, well, what they are, and they know that, and who they are working for. This is why you rarely ever see one of their group turn up on the rest of the group. This is why there is always an empty chair at the Rothschilds' dining table for their cloven-hoofed master. This is why Madame Rothschild can say, if my sons did not want a war, there would be no war. This is how you get and why you get Amschel Rothschild saying that he cares not who makes the laws, just give him control of a nation's money supply. For some reason, with all the historical precedents, the rank-and-file sleepwalking populace does not tumble to what is happening to them. Last night I spoke to one of my oldest friends on the telephone. I had not spoken to him in at least 6 months, and often we don't talk for more than twice a year. We're incredibly close, but have seen very little of each other in the last 20 years. I was last there to visit about 17 years ago. My friend's a bit of a Luddite. He has no computer, and maybe once a month he'll go to the library to try to make some kind of sense out of a technology that just escapes him. His two children are hooked in and trying to help him, but my friend lives in a time warp, and he gets his news from the crass media. That means he doesn't know very much about what is happening, and it used to be that he argued with me a great deal about the things I told him. It is just lately he now begins to see everything he's seen and been led to believe in is pretty much a lie. Last night I spoke to him for quite a while, and he listened to me, and I just pinged and pinged and pinged on how things really are and how they come to be that way, and he heard me and kept responding with astonishment. This is all new to him, but Mr. Apocalypse has been ringing his bell, and he begins to see now. That is true for so many people now. The truth is beginning to rise in the collective heart, and nothing is going to stop this. It's coming, my friends. It's coming. I feel like apologizing. I often feel like apologizing for being motivated to talk about these things that so many of you have heard too much of. Today, one of the usual trolls showed up at Smoking Mirrors and pulled one of those little rhetorical scams where he tells me how much good I've done waking people up and then proceeds to insult me nonstop for referencing the crass media. He wanted me to know that even mentioning anything said by them simply increases paranoia. Then he will go back to telling me how much good I've done. Then he will go back to insulting me in a most ruthless fashion, expecting me to be dumber than a rock and just take it because he went out of his way to say a few nice things before he unloaded on me again and again and again. I don't post these comments anymore because I know the intent is to spread dissension. I used to be insecure about these things. I used to want to go out of my way to be fair and equanimous to all, allowing everyone to have their say no matter how off the wall they were. Those days are gone. I just don't have time for any of that anymore. There we go. I know that God is real, and you know that God is real. If God is real, then we are real too. The more real God is within us, and the more certain we are of the unflinching reality of God, the more whole and complete we turn out to be. We are only as real as we become due to the presence of God within us. We are nothing without the light that illuminates us. No man and no woman should forget this. We have no meaning and no true being unless the true being, possessed of the true meaning, is alive and active within us. This is certain and most true. We can tell ourselves anything we want to, and many of us do. We spend our lives lying to ourselves because this is the convenient thing. We lie to ourselves because it makes all that suffocating materialism work for us. It's just easier, isn't it? We want all those trappings. We forget that our youth is temporary. We forget that invariably things fall apart. We forget that the center will not hold. Forgetting is one of the things we do well. Why is forgetting such a big part of our recurrent dynamic? It is because remembering is the key to realization. It is out of the pool of memory that our realization emerges. All of our progress hinges on our capacity to remember. It's like working with the tarot or any of the systems that the cosmos has laid upon us. People get involved with the tarot and they somehow think that divination is a valid operative for continuance. There's little to be gained from divination. What is the point of predicting the future when you can change the future? The tarot is a schematic of archetypes that represents eternal verities within us. These archetypes stand motionless within most people. They just stand there because no effort has been made to activate them. But when that effort is made, they begin to vibrate. They begin to vibrate within us. And then our God nature comes into being, where before only our mortality and limitations were singing. Only then were they singing their song in that clay pot the Almighty casts for us to play our games in. And we are either playing our games or we are playing the role accorded to us by the one who made us. I wrote a visible origami a few days ago and have yet to post it. This is why there was no posting for 3 days. I was told to post it, and when I did not post it, I was told it was okay too. Because I would see, wouldn't I? So I did not post it because what happened was just too incredible, and I found my faith sorely tried in terms of accepting what I had heard. This is what I heard, at least in part. I was in the house on Thanksgiving Day. I was in the foyer of the downstairs when God said to me, "I want you to go outside. I want to talk to you." I hear something like that, and I obey. It is instinctive to me these days to immediately respond any time I hear something like this. So I walked outside with my good little boy, Poncho. The sunlight was brilliant in the afternoon. We had had our Thanksgiving dinner, and Suzanne was still in the kitchen with her mother and her uncle. I was standing in the road outside the house, and God said, "I know I've told you a lot of things over the course of time. I have told you that certain things would happen, and they did not happen, or they did not happen in a timely and expedient fashion. I've pounded and I have pummeled you without end. I've tried and tested you remorselessly and done everything to break your faith, and it has made no difference. You've gotten angry at me because I gave you no alternative, and that didn't last for any time at all before you were right before me again, apologizing for what you really had no control over, because I set it all up that way and did it to get that reaction from you. Well, I have come to you today to tell you that is now all changed. All limitations have now been removed. All oppression is at an end. I want you to go outside after we have done here and mark this day on your calendar. I want you to look at the date and remember that as of today, everything has changed. And you know, I had spent the whole day in gratitude and thanksgiving because that's what I do on Thanksgiving. I'm grateful, and I've got a great deal to be grateful for, trust me. I may not always remember as I should, but I assure you that gratitude is one of the primary emotions that I experience. Then God went on to tell me all kinds of things that had me spinning around in circles in the street. I was laughing half the time and then standing in frozen disbelief at the things I was hearing. I found it impossible to believe what I was being told. As much as I have been prepared to believe nearly anything, this was all just too much. As it so happened, some very surprising things happened that day, things I had been waiting for them to come to pass. Even so, the things that happened were nothing like what I was told was going to happen, and I went ahead and wrote the visible origami, and then it sat there. I was told to post it, and I did not. I didn't feel able to do that. And then God told me that was perfectly understandable and that I should remember that I would see. And that was just what I'm always saying to people, and I should remember the same thing applies to me. So a couple of days have passed and more surprising things have happened, but none of them were any of the things I was told are coming. However, they were all things that hallmarked an ease of passage that I have not seen before. Then I have been told over the course of these passing days since that God's clock does not keep my time, and that although things have sped up in ways that they have not done before, there was still a significant gap in the difference between my moments and God's moments. I don't know what to think. I have been told the things I was told on Thursday before. I've been told those things in the past, and I have always expected that they would come to pass. But I have never been told these things with the sustained impact that I was told them on Thursday. So I'm in a waiting mode now, not knowing what to do or what to think. I didn't want to post what I got told because I didn't want to look a fool. I feel like I've already accomplished that on a regular basis, and there's no point in giving fuel to my enemies, and that is where I stand at the moment. I will say this. There is nothing like dancing with God. All the worldly dances are nothing by comparison. When I get into the occasional presence of the Master, it dwarfs everything else by comparison. Nothing in this life comes close to what I get from the one who has been with me all of this life. I have been bounced from pillar to post by the one and reduced to states of abject perplexity where I have no idea whether I'm coming or going. I have no idea what to think. It's all been too much for me. I do my best to make my way, but it's been a wild ride, to say the least. God is amazing, truly. This world is what it is, and for me it has nothing to offer, but I notice it is a big deal for so many other people. Well, I've run out of things to say, and if this show or broadcast turns out to be shorter than usual, well, that's just how it goes. I'm left with being able only to say that we have come to the end of another broadcast and that I will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, it is my hope and my fervent prayer that you find the divine awakened within you and that you profit accordingly from this most important of opportunities that is greater than any other possibility that this life can provide. That said, my dear friends, Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha, Hail Lord Jesus Christ, Alhamdulillah, greetings Lord Ganesh, much love, Bahu'alach, Aloha, and Aru! Double aloha, my friends.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.